AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A smoky haze from wildfires in Canada has been flowing across the Midwest and eastern U.S., tongues of unhealthy air extending as far as North Carolina and Indiana. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says it's likely to hang around.
Until the fires are, contained or end, really, any northerly winds or northwesterly winds are going to continue to pull that smoke southward into portions of the northeastern U.S.
Mike Pence opened his presidential bid with a forceful denunciation of former President Trump today. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also joining the GOP race. Flowers from Oprah Winfrey among the items on the annual financial disclosures of Supreme Court justices. Sagar Magani's had a look.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books. But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension, as did Samuel Alito. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in Richmond, Virginia say a gunman who opened fire minutes after a high school graduation yesterday targeted an 18-year-old graduate he'd had a long-running dispute with. Sean Jackson and his father, Lorenzo Smith, were both killed. Five others were wounded by gunfire, and a dozen more suffered other injuries in the incident. The suspect was arraigned this morning on murder charges. CNN's chief executive Chris Licht is out following a series of missteps and amid plunging ratings. And Lionel Messi is coming to North America, joining Major League Soccer's Inter Miami. This is AP News. An actor arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot, at Donahue reports.
The FBI says video footage shows Jay Johnston pushing against police and holding a stolen police shield over his head and passing it to other rioters. He was the voice of Jimmy Pesto on Fox's Bob's Burgers. The Daily Beast had reported Johnston was banned from the show after the riot. The FBI says it has a text message in which Johnston says he was at the Capitol January 6th. The text read, "The news has presented it as an attack. It actually wasn't. Thought it kind of turned into that." Johnston's other acting credits include the TV show Arrested Development and the movie Anchorman. He spoke to the AP in 2005 after getting no laughs at a comedy benefit for hurricane relief.
It was just a bunch of Katrina sad Nobody. Sacks out there.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also arrested, an owner of several Long Island funeral homes accused of spraying wasp killer at police officers that day and attacking journalists. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.